This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week.
Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. And by the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation or innovators keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Counselor for the Seneca Nation, J.C. Seneca, also business owner. J.C., thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, good morning, Joel. How are you today?
Doing well, doing well. Now, we're talking about the compact with the state of New York. Can you explain to the listeners what the compact is that will be expiring in December?
Well, we've been under compact for Class 3 casino gaming for 20 years now, and so that compact has run out coming up this coming December 2023, and we have to renegotiate a new compact moving forward so we can continue our gaming operations in Niagara Falls, Buffalo, and Salamanca, and perhaps anywhere else in our 14-county exclusivity zone.
And now, last time we spoke with you, we know the relationship with the state, wasn't the best. How has the state, how's the relationship with the Senecas and the state gone since the last time we spoke?
Well, you know, I think it's always a challenge dealing with, New York State or even the United States in some instances. We have to work through that process. We have to understand, their positions, and in turn, they have to understand our positions and why we're, promoting certain things that we want in an agreement of this magnitude. So,
when you talk about a fair compact, what about the compact you're in now? What changes would you like to see in a new one after this one expires in December?
I think fairness, you look at a compact 20 years ago, back in that time, casino gaming was not legal in New York, and so at that time, certainly the only way that a state can gain revenue through a tribe that's gaming is by providing something of value to that tribe, where the tribe can then enter into a revenue share type of an agreement. And so 20 years ago, slot machines and Class 3 casino gaming, as we know it, like Las Vegas style, let's say, was not available in New York, and so that was of a premium. And so when that compact was negotiated, it was at a 25% exclusivity fee, which means that the Seneca Nation had the exclusive right to game in that Class 3 casino gaming within the 14 counties of Western New York, which is our Aboriginal territory. And for that, we returned to the state 25% of our slot take in our casinos.
So since now there is other forms of gaming, other casinos in the state, do you not want to have to, you don't want to have to pay the 25%, correct? Because there's not that exclusivity?
Yeah, we believe that there's, the things have changed, of course, in 20 years. Like you just said, there are, the casino gaming is now legal within the state of New York. There are, facilities that are certainly engaging in that type of activity. And, of course, the three racinos that are within our exclusivity zone, you know, everything now is it's a different playing field than it was 20 years ago. And yeah, we need to have fairness in regards to the exclusivity. And, you know, there's other parameters also that, you know, in the first compact need to be looked at and modified.
You know, so in that first compact, you did have the exclusivity. So for the last 20 years, have you been paid something from the ones that are in your territory? I mean, how has the state responded to the agreement that was in the compact?
Well, no. In fact, the state and those facilities violated the compact on a couple instances, and certainly, you know, we had issues over that over the many years. You know, you go back probably 14 years ago, where the state's facilities, the Racinos, were having borderline games of Class 3 operating within their facilities. The Seneca Nation at that time withheld payment and put the state on notice that they were in violation of the compact. And so that went through a process. And in the end, the state and the Seneca Nation made an agreement in 2013 in regards to splitting of the money that was in dispute at the time. The state got in upwards of around just over $200 million, and so did the Seneca Nation. They kind of made an agreement, an arrangement, and there was an MOU that was signed that was that would allow those games to be in place through the, I think it was 2013 through 2016, if I can remember correctly. But it was something like that. And so, yeah, so that was addressed. And so, yeah, there was a lot of different issues. And, of course, the most recent one was, you know, certainly we believe that the revenue share ended at a certain point 7 years ago, and that we were not, supposed to be able to pay that 25%. But again, through a process of arbitration, federal court, it was determined that you know, the nation did need to pay that. But again, the state cut the process short. The nation did not get full due process in regards to that. The state seized the froze Seneca Nation bank accounts and forcibly put the nation in a position of where they had to make a decision on whether or not to, you know, deal with frozen bank accounts, which has a lot of, you know, bad ramifications business-wise and employment-wise and operations, or either do that or pay the money. And leadership at the time decided to pay that money. So, you know, I know the Seneca people are still not happy about that and are still looking for some retribution in regards to the money that was taken from us, an upwards of over $500 million.
You know, that's the last time we spoke, when bank accounts were frozen. You know, so since you've, right, you paid and they were unfrozen, has there been any communication with the state of New York? Any kind of an apology, a promise that that won't happen again? Has that been addressed at all by people in Albany?
No apology. Maybe some on the legislative side, but certainly not out of the executive chamber. You know, relations with New York State's executive chamber over the last, 13 years or so have not been good. You know, under the Cuomo administration and now under Hochul, things, the communication is just not there. You know, we're hopeful that at some point the executive chamber will be able to sit at the table with leadership of the Seneca Nation to be able to discuss not just this issue, but there are many pressing issues from the Seneca Nation and the state need to talk about. We need to have dialogue. We need to be able to listen to each other and find a way on this path that we're on as we try to work together for both of our peoples, for our Seneca people, and as of course New York State has to work for the people of New York.
You know, so this will be expiring in December. So far, no communication on it. When we talk about, you know, Western New York, anyone in the from Western New York local government, have they reached out and said, you know, we're going to try to get things rolling on this? Have you had any politicians at the county level, maybe the legislative level in Albany, you know, reach out and say, hey, we're trying to get this in motion?
Yeah, let me be clear. I think, you know, the state, from the governor's office, they are negotiating with the Seneca Nation, the casino negotiating team that we have from the council. However, things are slow. Over the past several months, we would have hoped things would have moved a little more quickly, because we are on a short timeline here with December coming up in a few months. And we encourage the governor's office to expeditiously push this process forward, because now the legislature is leaving on the 8th of June, and they'll have to be called back into session at some point between now and December to be able to authorize the governor to execute this document. Not only that, the Seneca Nation has to be able to have a compact to bring back to the people of the Seneca Nation, and we're going to have a referendum vote where the people will then have their opportunity to read the compact, understand it, have public meetings, and then be able to vote on this compact, allowing the Seneca Nation then to push it forward for approval from the federal government, because the federal government, through the Department of Interior, has to also approve this compact, and then, of course, the New York State Legislature has to do that same. So there's a lot of things that need to happen with this process to be able to get to the point where a new compact can be put in place. As far as the Western New York delegation of leadership from the legislature, yes, we have had a lot of support. We have a lot of input from them in regards for them offering help, whatever they can do that. Senator Tim Kennedy, who's always been a champion of New Yorkers and also a good friend of the Seneca Nation, has done everything that he possibly can to be able to move that forward. And so, you know, and other leadership as well, you know, on the Republican side, we got, you know, Senator George Borrello, also, who's a good friend and advocate. And so we're looking, you know, certainly for bipartisan support across the board, and certainly also, you know, Majority Leader People Stokes in the Assembly. She's also a good friend of the Seneca Nation. So we're reaching out to those types of folks and those types of leaders to be able to help move this forward in a way that it's beneficial for all people, for all of people in Western New York, and, of course, our Seneca Nation population.
I know I keep going back to this, but with it expiring in December 2023, well, when you look at the compact and what the future compact could look at, in your opinion, is there any deal breaker that the Senecas would not agree to? Is there something that is just a deal breaker regardless that there's no budging on?
Well, I think, you know, over the discussions that our team has had, they've had, you know, good discussions. Sometimes they gain, you know, some ground, and sometimes they don't. In any negotiation, those things happen. But I think, there's always sticking points in regards to the negotiations. Certainly, you know, things like regulatory is an issue. Certainly the exclusivity zone percentage is an issue. But I believe you get the right people at the table, and things can be worked out, and you do your due diligence and your research and your reasons why certain positions are taken. And certainly people at that level should be able to sit at a table, understand that, and come to grips and come to an agreement in regards to what's best in an agreement. And it's all the time in a negotiation and a process, either party is never going to be entirely satisfied or happy or think they could get more. But if you can get the best that you can get with what you're dealing with at the time, I think that's a positive.
JC, before I let you go, was there anything about this that you wanted to mention that I did not bring up?
No, I just would ask, the people of Western New York to go to the places where you can have your voice heard. You know, that's the important thing. What I'm about is giving the voice of the people their ability to use that voice. And so that's why I started the website, Western New York Fair Compact.com. People of Western New York can go there. You can sign a petition. You can send a letter to the governor urging her to get this process completed and get the job done. And you can also go to the Stand with Seneca website and go there and do the same. And so we ask people of New York to use your voice, speak out, whether you're native or non-native, we're neighbors. We're together in this fight to get these casinos continue to be operating. We need to get this compact together, and we need your help to be able to get this done. And it takes everybody. It takes us all to be able to be involved, to understand the issues, and to be able to use our voice as people to get our government officials to get to the table and get the job done.
Hey, JC, once there's any kind of development on this, I hope you come back.
Yeah, always glad to come back, Joe. Good to talk to you this morning, and I appreciate the opportunity. And go Bandits. Congratulations to the Buffalo Bandits and the big win last night in Buffalo for the championship. You know, it was a great thing, bringing a championship to Buffalo. Everybody should be smiling in Western New York, Southern Ontario today. And I want to also give out a shout to my cousin, Zed Williams from the Colorado Mammoth and their team. They got a great team, and Zed had a great season. And we look forward to seeing him again fighting for another championship. He'll be probably playing in the PLL here coming up this summer.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, shout out to my cousin, Zeddy, there.
Yeah, for sure. And can't wait to see that banner go up in the rafters for the Bandits in December. Hey, JC, thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Good talking to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.